Sometimes I do these episodes and I try to find an interesting clip in the intro, but sometimes I don't. And that's unfortunate, but this is the podcast. We talk about the kid with the face paint that some people thought was blackface. Enjoy the podcast. How we doing, everybody? I'm Andy Malfrina. This is No More Heroes. I got a great episode for you this week. Got a lot to talk about. That goofy kid with the Chiefs the Chiefs headdress. That fucking psychopath adults were trying to cancel. I got some other shit. I got a bunch of shit I want to talk about. Oh, we got Elon. Elon's being a hot boy tweeting about Pizzagate. That was crazy. I got some other stuff here. Oh, yeah. Some bullshit in England. Bunch of stuff to talk about today. I don't know if you can hear it in my voice. I'm getting over a cold. I got kind of sick on Saturday. Had too much fun for Thanksgiving. It was a great week, but I had a couple nights where I just did not get any sleep. It's a lot. I'm wound tight. I actually had a big realization. This is where I talk a lot about on this podcast. I talk a lot about, like, you know, there's all these you go through the day and there's always going to be forces coming at you to basically fuck up your good time. And a lot of people in this modern day and age with a lot of the modern conveniences, they want to just chill 24/7. And the thing is, it's like, no, you got to do the damn work so you're allowed to chill. Because if you don't do the damn work, you're not fully chilling. So you got to go out, you got to do the damn work, you got to assess threats, you got to tamper down any bullshit. You know, you got to slay a few commies, figuratively. Don't want my channel getting nuked, so that's not a literal. So figuratively, you got to go slay some commies, do the damn thing, and then you've earned the right to chill. But the thing is, you still need to chill. You still need to chill. And I'm a man, I was about to compliment myself and I got really uncomfortable. But no, I like doing a lot of things. I like working. You know, it might come off as saying gay jokes on podcasts and talking about the New World Order, but I like doing this shit, you know. I like working, I like earning my keep, and you know, I'm at a point where it's like the money ain't flowing the way I need it to flow, so I might overextend myself, because I'm like, you know, you look at the money coming in, you're like, ain't good enough, we better keep fucking moving. And I realized I got to like this breaking point actually over this weekend where I'm like, it fully hit me. And I was like, you don't chill ever. It's why I'm like kind of tightly wound. I don't know if it comes across on the podcast. Cause like when I do the podcast, I'm like, oh dude, I'm vibing. This is what I like to do. But it's like when I'm not doing the podcast, I'm fucking tightly wound. Cause it really hit me. And it was like, I don't ever give myself time to chill. And it's like super important. It's super important. You know, it's if you just never, you never, you know, if you're fucking driving your car and you never stop driving, it's like, you're going to have to go get gas. You're going to have to take a break. You're going to have to let the engine cool off, you know, different things like that. And, you know, we're all big, dumb meat cars. so you need to take the time to fucking chill. So I had a lot of Zen introspective time over this thing. This is a very, for mental health purposes, for Big Red, it was a good weekend, man. I had a lot of time to like sit, dude. The pondering was nuts this week, dude. Over Thanksgiving, the pondering was next level. So I got to sit, ponder real hard, figured out, you know, everyone's got their dilemmas. I got to fucking sit there, process the dilemmas, figure them out, fucking untangle the Christmas wires that is my emotions, and then fucking plug all the sockets into the right spot. And you know, no one's ever 100%, but I'm feeling, dude, I'm fucking, we're just cruising, dude. We're at cruising altitude up here. I'm feeling good. But in that process, there were many beers to be had. And you know, this is the other part too, just for simple, what's the fucking word I'm looking for? It's for like, you know, it always turns into this big overarching fucking conceptual processing of every, you know, it just becomes this big overarching theme and narrative that you add to your life, but also at the same time for small practical things, it's like if you fucking chill and figure out your shit, you know, it's just little stuff like, oh yeah, you don't have to be, you can get to bed on time. And that's what was fucking with me. I was like, I wasn't good with silence. You know what I mean? It'd be bedtime and be like, all right, let's lay in this quiet room. And the quiet room would be like, no chance, dude. Suck our dicks. You're remembering shit. And it's going fucking 90 miles an hour. So, yeah, man. But nah, the pondering was crazy this week. The pondering was crazy. I got real zen. I'm like a fucking, yeah, I got hippie tendencies, dude. We've talked about it before. I was saying I was pontificating life was just a fucking waiting room and life is just, you know, you go through life and you see where you qualify for the next life. You know, I'm open to everything, man. And I'm also one to get like real in the head, introspective, all that other shit. You know, we're on here talking about the news, solving problems, but also you got problems up in that noggin you got to fucking figure out. And that's what I was doing, dude. It's good. Ponder. If you need to go ponder, go find your area, get in the zone, auto zone, and just fucking ponder. I don't know what I'm talking about, but yeah, man. We're, sorry, dude, my voice, I hope, actually, my voice probably sounds cool, but, nah, dude, it's just about getting better, getting more locked in, getting more focused on life, figuring out how to get the fucking job done, because when the grand dismount comes, here's what's going on. You want to live your life, and you want to try to body it as much as possible. And, you know, you want to just, when the grand dismount comes, when you fucking do your flip and you hit the ground, you want to be able to stand up and go, ha, you know what I mean? That's all I'm doing this for. I don't want to get up and go like, huh, or like fucking fall over. I want to be able to fucking, I hit the, what's the fucking thing they jump on? Or no, the thing they spin around. I forget. I'm not boned up on Olympic gymnastics. I got to double check. But it's like when I go up and I want to do my flip and I want people to be like, that was a sick flip. And then when I hit that dismount, I want to go, ta-da. So that's what we're doing, man. We hop on here every week. We fucking do the damn work. Just so at the end of this, we can say ta-da. So let's fucking do it. Enough of me yapping. Yeah, you guys know all the social, do all the things. Like all my shit. sorry. Yeah, I might make weird noises on this. I apologize. But yeah, you know all the shit. Just a reminder, if we're not, we're gonna at some point be shadow banned and or just taken off. It's the name of the game. You guys know what we talk about on here. So please do me a damn favor. Go hit the link in the description for the Rumble page. I want to build up the YouTube as long as I can, and when that gets kind of taken away, we can boogie on over to Rumble. But we got the Rumble page set up, so go subscribe over there. You can watch it over there if that's your thing. If not, hang out here on the YouTube page. Oh, also, if you're not into video, we have audio, so look for that. And if you're listening on the audio, there is video. Anyway, enough yapping. Let's get into the fucking topics. I want to talk about this. I got this article from Zero Hedge. Yeah, Zero Hedge. So we saw this. This young man talking about this whole, you know, yeah, here's where I saw it, actually. I saw an article on Zero Hedge later today, but this is actually where I saw it earlier, and this is just a good thing to bring up. It's not the most, it's probably not, because there's like, where do we start with this? Because it's not, and thank God for community notes. And I gotta be, I don't know if it's like my timeline specifically, because obviously everyone's timelines is a little bit more catered towards their interests and stuff like that. And, you know, you have a lot of people who agree with you and a lot of people who vehemently disagree with you, because that's how social media works. It's just a, Sorry, this is gonna be annoying. I'm probably gonna try to not yell as much on this, because it's gonna get me coughing a lot. Like I said, I apologize. I'm getting over this cold. But anyway, I feel like a lot of people's social media, because social media is driven by like extreme emotions. So a lot of people's social media is things that they really fucking like or really fucking hate. So, yeah, I can't exactly tell, but even on this topic, I didn't see a lot of the people I really fucking hate big up in any of this. Like, and that was a good sign because this gave you, okay. So basically what happened, if you didn't see it, you probably did, but if you didn't see it, there was this kid at the Kansas City Chiefs game the other night. They were playing the Raiders. I think it was Sunday, probably. They're playing the Raiders, and there was a kid in the audience wearing a Chiefs hat, and how it was framed by a lot of people, as you see in this picture. Try to get a little closer on this picture. If you see in this, where'd my head go? Yeah, if you see in this picture, it looks like this kid has blackface on, which, let me say this, by the way, with, like, any of this stuff where people are just getting ready to get, like, mad about shit, because I do this. There's certain things. There's certain things that. I remember. Do you guys remember the Montgomery Brawl? I remember when that one came across my timeline. People kept making the joke that, like, there was a white dude being racist, or there's a white dude beating up a black guy, and they sent out, like, the bat signal to black people, and then they just showed up. And I remember seeing that video. Because it was like, if you guys don't remember, there was this fight going on at this dock in Montgomery, Alabama, and it was like a white family and a black dock worker, and they were like going back arguing, they're jawjacking back and forth, and then eventually they get into a fight, and the white family jumps the black worker, and then they're kind of going back and forth, and the way a lot of the videos were cut, out of nowhere, you see like 20 to 30 black people just show up, and just beat the ever, like, just fuck up this white family. Which, the white family's being fucking dickheads. And if you walk around being dickheads, sometimes people are going to respond to your dickheadery. You know what I mean? Fair enough. But that, but just me, as a as a honky that looks like this, I was like, wait a minute, what? Wait, what happened? Like, what's the full context? Because I need to know. I need to know if groups of, if large swaths of black people are just attacking white people on a fucking pin drop. You know what I mean? I was like, I need to know about this. Cause I was like, but something fell off. So I looked into more of the story, and a lot of people miss this part. A lot of people miss this part where, so the reason so many people came in to fuck up these people is because all those people that came in were the dude who got jumped. They were his coworkers, but they were on a boat that hadn't docked yet. But they were watching the whole exchange for like a half hour. So they were just getting fucking pissed. And so when you just see that video, you're like, oh shit, just all the black people in a fucking mile radius just came in on this white family. And you're just like, As a fucking white dude who looks like the cousin of every dude who's been racist to a black guy, I'm always like, all right, hey, I just gotta be aware of how people respond to people who look like me. But then I get the full context. I was like, oh, this was actually less of a racial thing, and it was more of a coworkers protecting their guy. You know what? And I was like, okay, that makes way more sense. Because I remember the first one, I was like, that just seems too on. Like, and this is like the big realization I've been you got to have about a lot of this stuff is whenever you see this shit go viral, if it's too on the nose to like a certain type of narrative, just like dig a little bit deeper. Because it's always in, like, the ballpark. It's never, like, right on the fucking nose. So when we go back to this one, you know, people get, like, the caricature of their perspective. They get, like, the character of their perspective in their head, and then when they see something presented to them, they just kind of roll with that, and they're like, dude, that's what it fucking is. And they don't dissect it for... They don't dissect it or put any bit of scrutiny towards it. They don't put like any first layer of scrutiny towards it that you need to put in. And I remember that was the part of me that I remember when I first saw this, I just was like, I saw it on Twitter and something didn't sit right with me where I go, because you see this picture and you're like, okay, he's wearing the headdress, which I personally don't care. I you know what I mean? I don't know what it's like growing up being Native American. I could see stuff like this being annoying, especially if this is, you know, means a lot to you or yada, yada, yada. But I'll be perfectly honest, from my perspective, I don't care. I don't see it being that offensive. And especially, too, it's like a little kid. He's probably like, no, I just like the fucking team. I think this look. Dude, because I always like to bring up, like, cultural appropriation. I'm super for cultural appropriation. Like, mix cultures. That's how we get cooler shit. You guys don't like Tex-Mex? Like, grow the fuck up. Like, you know what I mean? Who's that Canadian dude doing reggae rap? Informer. Like, dude, cultural appropriation rules. I'm super for it. But, like, but I get how on the face of this, it's. I always bring up the example. It's like if I wore a dashiki. On the face of it, that's cringe as fuck. You know, me, goofy, big red, honky motherfucker. If I'm wearing a dashiki, that's corny as fuck on the surface. But understand, if I were to actually put on a dashiki, it's because I'm like, yo, this rules. I may not understand every inch of, like, what it represents and stuff like that. But, like, understand, and that's where, like, all of this stuff stems from. Like, if I put on a dashiki, regardless of how corny it looks, it's because I'm going, like, yo, this shit seems cool. I want to be a part of it. And that kid right there is going, yo, your headdress is fucking rule. Now, he may not know every inch of it. It's the same way it's, like, I've even heard people, you know, you've heard, like, an Indian person will talk about this or an Asian person will talk about this. When someone will be like, where are you from? And they always like find that offensive, which I get. It's not like the smoothest way to ask it, but like there's still a seed there where it's like they're interested in you and your broader culture and stuff like that. So, you know, trust me, dude, being friends with comedians and they're all psychopaths and they're all mentally ill and I love them for it, but like I'm proficient in dealing with people with bad messaging. You know what I mean? It's like, it just comes off, from my opinion, and I hate to use this type of language, it comes off from my opinion to be like, that seems like a little privilege that like, yo, people gotta talk to me all the time in a way that makes me comfortable. You know, as a dude who's gone through life and I don't feel like people have allotted me. I'm not, sorry. Let me phrase that different because that's making me sound like I'm trying to be a victim. But it's just like, just being a loudmouth, retarded dude. Like, people just fucking talk to me the way they talk to me. You know what I mean? It's like, it's just, I'm trying to get across the fact that, like, it's a foreign concept of me to be like, people got to speak to me. People got to talk to me a certain type of way. You know, obviously you don't want people being disrespectful, but it's like, maybe you need some thicker skin if, like, some of the shit you think is disrespectful is disrespectful, I guess is what I'm getting at. So, you see how they're reporting it. The tweet here says NFL needs to speak out against the Kansas City Chiefs fan in blackface native headdress. And that should have been like your first warning that it's like take 2 seconds and go, all right, Kansas City Chiefs fan wearing the headdress, that makes sense, and wearing blackface. And it's like, that doesn't make any sense. So you just be like, why does he have, because going back to the point I made earlier where it's like, when it's two on the fuck, oh shit, the actual pen was out. Did I write on myself? No, I don't think I wrote on myself. Click. But like when it's two on the fucking, you know, just to be safe. All right, just to be safe. Now my nose is wet. Hell yeah. But like, the first rule of thumb with any of this shit, if it's two on the nose, like, if it sounds like a poorly written scene in a TV show, you know, if it sounds like something that would be in, like, a sensitivity training video, it's probably not actually happening. It's probably not what's actually happening. Because it's never that on the nose. It's never like this kid just goes like, you know what? I don't fucking like black people. I think I'm going to go wear blackface to the football game. You know what I mean? Just, like, even the most hardcore racist in the world isn't that fucking stupid. Even the most hardcore racist motherfucker, like the dude who blows the leader of the KKK is not that fucking stupid. You know, just for self-preservation. You know what I mean? Like, he's not, like, he, like, maybe during, if they do a protest where he's, like, with his boys, but if the guy who blows the leader of the KKK is just going to get coffee, he's not going to wear blackface and shit like that. Because it's just strategically unsafe. So, just realize that. Like, even if you're just chomping at the bit to wear some blackface, it's just not safe to do that. It's not. So, like, let that logic set in and go, like, oh, yeah, that's probably not what's happening. This kid's just not wearing blackface. And then it's like a little kid, and you're like, you know, then remember, you're like, okay, when little kids do blackface, it's usually when they had sort of their parents a little bit sheltered in their thought, and the kid wanted to be like fucking Malcolm X or something. Wasn't that one? Some kid wanted to be like Malcolm X, which that's so funny, by the way. Because, like, if a little white kid wants to be Malcolm X for Halloween, you know it's because he fucking loves Malcolm X. But he doesn't have parents hip enough to be like, hey, maybe we just keep your skin the same. People will get it. You just tell them. You can just tell them. But you get these like Midwest naive parents that don't have a lot of black friends, and it doesn't cross their mind that might come across offensive. And if you post this kid on fucking Facebook, it might get around. But beyond that, there's not just like little kids wearing blackface being like, man, I hate minorities. You know what I mean? There's just a little kid bopping around being like, by golly, Jimbo. It's little kids back in the day, which I guess they would hate minorities more back in the day. But you know what I mean? There's no little kid now being like, oh boy, I'm going to the Chiefs game. I'm going to wear blackface because I don't like minorities. You know what I mean? So it's just like, there should be enough just red flags to be like, oh, this probably ain't the super fucking racist thing I'm saying it is. And then, but yeah, they still post the thing. And this kind of goes, the reason I wanted to talk about this, because it like reinforces this thing. Shout out to Michael Malice. I believe he said this, but if he didn't, I apologize. But he said, I forget the exact phrasing of it, but it's basically just like, if you think you hate the media, if you think you hate the corporate press enough, you don't. Or it's like, you don't hate the corporate press enough. I think that's like the general feeling is like, you don't, you might think you do, but you actually don't hate the corporate press enough. And I know Deadspin's probably, actually Deadspin's pretty big, right? How much do they? They're pretty popular. Yeah, 800,000. And I'm sure a lot of their shit goes, I'm sure a lot of their shit goes fairly viral. Or maybe it doesn't, actually. Well, okay. I think it's relative how viral it goes. Because this tweet right here, this was from yesterday. It only got 15 likes, but it got 118,000 views. Which that's interesting. Damn, these are really bad ratios. That's crazy. Still a lot of views though. But regardless for the, sorry, that's fucking me up. How are you gonna get 8 likes on a fucking on your fucking tweets? That's crazy. But regardless, this still works for the exam. This still fits into the example because they basically abide by the same rules as the corporate press. And the corporate press, that's why the distinction of corporate press is important, because it used to be mainstream media, but now you look around and it's like, you know, like Rogan's the mainstream. Go on fucking your, whatever, not iTunes. Well, you could go on iTunes, but whatever podcast app you use. It's like, there's some of these podcasts that's like just fucking two dudes sitting around bullshitting that, you know, primetime CNN shows would fucking kill to have. I'm sure Theo Von probably bodies most mainstream news shows. Shit like that. So mainstream media doesn't apply, but still these groups that use these tactics, that's why you go with corporate press, because they're sort of going along with, you know, that like there's that like corporate bullshit narrative that, you know, it's that weird woke shit that a lot of these companies and shit are abiding by, that, you know, certain times can feel like they're kind of getting on, they're a little bit on point with stuff, but generally speaking, with like, well, most of it's retarded, but with a lot of it too, with any minimal scrutiny of it, you start to sort of get in there and go like, oh, this is all fucking stupid, you know. So they're gonna participate in tactics like that, and just to, you know, it's like, you're a big entity, like fucking, you gotta gold check, for God's sakes. You're the news, according to Elon. But yeah, to just like to participate in this shit, it's fucking crazy. And then, yo, can we also do this? I'm like getting really annoyed, like. There's just no compassion for kids with a lot of these fucking people, where it's like, even if this kid was doing blackface, it's like, come on, you don't feel any, it's like, obviously, like, if the kid looks like he's like fucking seven, if a kid was doing like genuinely racist blackface and he's like fucking seven or eight, like, that's clearly just his parents. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure, yeah, the kid might say some stuff and he's like, yeah, I feel that way. But like, this is all just on his parents. And, you know, it's something you can easily work out the kid by the time he gets to a teenager. So it's like, can we not put children on blast like this? It's fucking nuts. It's fucking nuts. It's just, there's so many, it's just crazy, man. No, like, just going for the fucking story. Just going for the story, because that's why this shit happens. That's what happened with the Covington Catholic kids, where these kids, it was like a bunch of, there were a bunch of these kids in the Catholic school. They were going to, was it a Trump rally? I know it was like a political thing. They all had their MAGA hats and stuff on. Whatever the hell it was, they were in the Capitol. They were in a Capitol. I forget which Capitol, but they were in a Capitol. And not in the Capitol, not J6 in it, but they were at a Capitol and they were standing out on some steps in front of a building, waiting for their group to get together and their bus. And there was actually, speaking of Native Americans, there was these Native Americans there, and the one kid was just kind of standing there vibing, and then these Native Americans, like, he was just chilling. These Native Americans come up, they start banging their drum in his face, and just being like. Just being weird, just being an adult, like an old adult man pestering a kid. And the kid was just kind of like, it was ironic when he was on the news, he was the most polite, aw shucks little kid young kid you ever fucking saw. But like, I think he was kind of just being like, well, I'm not going to let this dude bully me, so I'm just going to kind of like politely stand here. And then eventually his group showed up. But so what happened was, like, This is why it's, when it comes to these like certain topics, you need to have a strong basis in, well, you need to have good morals and you have a strong basis in logic, because a lot of people go off of these emotions. They go like, you need to have a basis in logic and looking for the truth. You know, let's just figure out what's true. But yeah, a lot of these people go, how do I win for my team? And then they're also driven by their emotions. And so like, The kid just had pure waspy Republican face. Just like, you know, he seemed like a nice kid, but just on the surface, he had like punchable Republican white kid face. And then you see him standing there and he kind of had a smirk on while the Native American dude's being weird as fuck, banging a drum in his head. And he's like, this is actually an ancient thing, so you have to think it rules. And the kid's like, I don't know what the fuck this is, dude. And so he's just banging the drum in his face and the kid's just standing there. But a lot of people saw that image and he just had, here's the thing I will agree with. He had a very on site. He had a very punchable face. You know what I mean? He had that kind of face where it's like you got your dad to close down some youth group and they had to dance, fight to win it back, but they didn't. And that was all your fault. You know, he had that face. But people didn't even take a second to figure out the context of the video. They were just, they just like profiled him right out of the gate so fucking hard. So they were like, oh, sorry, my head's itchy. They just had their narrative and they were like, they hated the kid's face and they wanted to fuck. They thought it was going to be an easy dub and they just went in and it was not the case. It was not the case at all. And a lot of people got fucked up, you know, and that's what fucking happens, dude. You try to ruin a kid off of how dumb his face is with no info behind it. Oh, turns out Republican MAGA kids' parents got money. Or I bet you a bunch of people sent them money and they sued the fuck out of them. Which was funny. It was very funny. I don't know if it's right, but it was very funny. It was very funny watching all those huge corporations give this kid, like, fuck it, dude. I think the kid ended up with like over $100 million. Just because all your reporters are just a bunch of fucking team playing cunts. Now this kid's like a fucking multimillionaire. That's funny, dude. That's funny. You guys in your excuse me, in your fucking retarded quest for do-goodery, you made the evil Republican boy worth over $100 million. That's hilarious. That's hilarious. Because you're trying to fight the good fight, and turns out he didn't do anything. And you guys all suck. That's hilarious. But yeah, so, yeah, it was shaping up to be one of that. Just like an on-site thing fit into some goofy narrative, so people were just running with it. And it's just like, I don't know, dude. I should show you the fucking picture, actually. Where is it? Where's the actual picture? Yeah. Yeah, I remember for me, I looked at it and I was just like, I remember being like, that does look like blackface, but why would he do it like that? But then I was like, something's up, but I didn't care enough to really look into it until I saw more of this shit. But yeah, we have it here, and it's just like, oh. Then you realize, you're like, oh, he's wearing the colors of the fucking team. Now, I will say this. To be fair, I will say this. As the parent, you know, when you're painting up your kid's face for the football game and you start to, like, paint on the black, just be like, it should make everyone go like, ah, that's a little weird. Ah, that's a little uncomfortable. You know what? We're going to do gold instead of like, because that's that thing. Because people will look at stuff like that and very autistically be like, well, what? He's not trying to look like a black person. It's not offensive. You're like, no. It's technically by the books not offensive. But it's just like emotions are emotions. And let's be considerate to people to like, you know, if you saw that kid from one angle, you're probably going to have a lot of people be like, ah, what the fuck? And it's kind of what happened on Twitter. I'm not blaming the kid, obviously, but, you know, here's the thing. I'm saying to avoid anything awkward or bad happening, let's just in the future, when we have black paint, let's keep it away from white faces. That's just a good rule of thumb. Good rule of thumb we can vibe out on. But then, like, when you see the fucking picture, you're like, oh, yeah, it's the colors of the fucking team, you morons. And then, like, the one I always keep coming back to is just, like, no one wants to, like, solve a problem. They just want to show you I'm the best at pointing out there's a problem. Because, like, I don't know about you guys, but if I came across a little boy, in a normal situation, came off. If I just stumbled across a little bit, I was like, yo, is this a free little boy? No, but if I was like, for whatever reason, for a non-weird reason, if I was around a little boy, and he was like, I do blackface. My initial reaction, just 10 out of 10 times, my original, because I'm around kids 10 times. No, but no, my reaction 10 out of 10 times would never be anger. I would never be mad. I'd high five him. I'd be like, dude, that's such cool paint, dude. Yeah, just do it. No. No, I'd feel bad for the kid. How does not everyone immediately like go to that? But they always go to like the shame on you, and you're like, no, I'm sitting here going, who's this poor kid whose parents are letting him do blackface? This is so sad. Like, this bums me out. That would bum me out. But yeah, yeah, dude, that's why it's just good to know people's, but to back to the original point, this is just why it's good to know people's track records and to know where they stand and to like just, dude, we're at a point where it's like, it's not that nothing's real, but it's just, there's something about Twitter's great. I love Twitter, and it's still Twitter. It's not X, fuck X. Twitter's great. But it's easy. It's the same thing as like guns. Guns are fucking great, but you can also use it for very bad things. And you know, it's like if someone has a tool that they're gonna use for bad things, but could also be good used for good. It's like we need to work around it and prepare for the potential bad. So it's like for stuff like this, you know. I I guess the people fucking trying to get this kid canceled and be like, he's wearing blackface, they don't have good intentions, so I guess they're not going to hear this or anything like that. And maybe I'm wasting my time trying to talk to them about this or whatever, but it's still like, you know, to these people getting worked the fuck up over stuff, it's just weird. Like, I think about it with, I always think about it with the racial stuff when they shoehorned in, when like stuff like this, they're just trying to shoehorn in some blackface. And it's like, there's enough real racial shit that's real bad going on right now. Like, why do you gotta force stuff? Why do you gotta go after the shit that's obviously not real? I always get annoyed when people force in like the fake racial shit. Like, you'll see a lot of times, like, a lot of people don't know this, but like whenever you see those, like, there'll be a hate crime where someone will draw like a swastika on a Jewish person's house, or they'll draw like racist shit, you know, go home, N-word or whatever. Now, I'm not saying every time, but I was looking some, you know, a lot of that, like a lot of those hate crime things are actually fake, where they like write shit on people's walls and shit. And they're like, oh, they... Oh, they vandalized my shit with slurs and stuff like that, or like a swastika or whatever. And it's not just like, oh, we looked at it and they're like, that's probably fake. A lot of those, they find out that the people did it, because it's always like these fucking lefty people. Not to just be that guy again, but like, it's always these lefty people, because... Now, the right's full of a bunch of pussies. I think I've talked about it before. The right wing's full of a bunch of pussies, so don't get me wrong. But the specific problem with the lefty people is because they all are way more open to, like... Here's the thing. Right are pussies, but they're not open to, like, goofy socialist commie shit. So they don't end up making these mistakes. They make different mistakes, but they don't make these mistakes. So the left-wing people, they're more open to goofy commie bullshit. So they end up making these mistakes... And a lot of times, well, because like if you're into socialism, you just have to ignore the results of socialism. You just have to ignore all the people that die because of it, and like all the shit that doesn't get done because of it and stuff like that. So you become, you configure your brain in a way where you go, the ends justify the means, which I've always thought is a very dumb statement. I've always thought is a very dumb idea, because you're like, if the ends justified the means, wait, what am I trying to say? If like what you were doing in the middle, even if you were lying, no, oh, I know what I'm trying to say. If the end was the right place to go, you wouldn't need to do stuff to justify the means. Like, you wouldn't need to bullshit if that was where we need to go. You know what I mean? Because everyone likes to try the, everyone likes to make the comparison. It's, you know, with a kid. Like, if you try to like lie to a kid to get them to like brush their teeth or eat their vegetables or something like that, which even then, and I'm not saying kids are easy to be around or kids are always easy to deal with, but you know what I mean? I feel like you don't even have to lie to them. I feel like with kids, you more just have to like barter with them. Like, yo, just eat that broccoli and we'll fucking chicken nuggies all night, baby. You know what I mean? I'll be sitting there with him eating chicken nuggies, dude. But yeah, I probably didn't do a good job explaining that. But I would go like, no, if the end is the right place to go, then you don't need stuff to justify the means. If you're lying to justify your shit, you're probably not. You probably shouldn't be doing that. Because if it was right, you wouldn't have to lie. But yeah, that's how those like the that's how more left wing people start thinking is they. They get into this mindset of like, well, so that's why they end up like, that's why there's been a lot of instances where they end up faking hate crimes. Cause they're like, well, this is a problem and we need to bring awareness to it. So even if this isn't real, it's like, okay that I'm doing this cause we're bringing it up and talk. And it's like, no, it's not okay that you're doing that because you're giving people a false sense of what the vibe is. You know what I mean? It's like back when I was saying earlier, I was like, if I watched that Montgomery Brawl video and I didn't get the full context, I was just like, well, I guess just a huge group of black people will fucking beat the shit out of white people over a little fight. Over a little fight. Just all black people in the surrounding area will go in on white people if you get in a fight with another black person. It's like, no. If you beat up someone's coworker, his other coworkers will beat you up. Like, that's what was going, you know, so it's like, no, you need the broader context of it. But yeah, where was I going with hate crimes? Yeah, I don't know. I just, there's a lot of real, there's so many real problems. You know what I mean? There's just endless real problems. Why are you making them up? You know what I mean? There's so much real bad shit going on. Stop wasting time making shit up. It's fucking psychotic to me. It's because, you know what it is? Because, like, for a lot of people, the real problems are hard. Real problems are hard. They're hard to figure out. They're hard to deal with sometimes. And a lot of times, real problems, sometimes real problems don't have a hard and fast yes or no to them. Sometimes real problems have wiggle room. And a lot of people, you know, we've been conditioned, you know, because of like this democracy that we live in and this federal government we have and stuff like that. We've been conditioned to be like, nah, dude, there's a problem and yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while the federal government ruins it. But like, you know, we've just been conditioned that like shit's going to get solved. And stuff like that. So I think it's kind of moving people's head in that way. But yeah, shame on those people that tried to fuck. Oh, and the last part of this, I will say this. It is actually a breath of fresh air because this. So I do hope. I will say this. I don't know, because, like, I was going to bring this up. We don't really need to watch it, but there was some sports talk show where they were, like, clowning this kid on it and stuff, which is also just, like, it's just a bad look. Once again, it's like, why would you not approach that with compassion? You're just shitting on this kid. You know what I mean? It's just a bad, like, when you're just, like, a regular sports talk show, I guess they are, it's just a bad look, but, wait, why did I bring that up? Oh, yeah. So, like, I saw them talking about it. But if you really looked, there was, like, one or two big account tweets that were going viral. But thanks to, dude, this is why I love the community notes. Because it, like, nips that shit in the bud right away. Right away. You know, a couple people, like, I saw a couple people with the tweet showing the regular picture where you could see his whole head. But then very quickly after that, I started noticing like every tweet had the community notes on it. And it just nips that shit in the bud. Now, I do think the people that kind of slandered this kid, you know, maybe if they're just regular people, maybe not gouge them for tens of millions of dollars, but I do think those people owe this kid an apology. You know what I mean? If you're going to just act flagrant like that, you know, just be a fucking cunt to an 8-year-old, you owe him an apology. So I do think those people owe that kid an apology. But I think, you know, Twitter's not perfect. I do like it a lot more than it used to be. Yeah, I think the community notes is a huge benefit right now. And I think it helped. Because here's the reality of the situation. I made a joke on Twitter about this where I was like, that kid's going to, what the fuck did I say? Oh, yeah, I said, gotta love the community notes. This kid's going to be rich. And I made that joke. But more importantly than that, I mean, we'll see if he sues anyone, the family sues anyone. They'd be in the right. But more important than that, it's like, for this kid's fucking life, man. You know, like that Covington Catholic kid. It's probably died down a lot, but he's got a distinct looking face. He went viral. I'm sure that kid deals with harassment from time to time. But it's like, for this kid's sake, you know, he doesn't have to have a bunch of articles written about him because it didn't catch on like that. And he doesn't have to have his face. You know, we're all gonna forget what this kid even. I don't know what this kid fucking looks like, and I just looked at him 10 minutes ago. We're going to forget what everyone's going to forget what this kid looks like. His name didn't go viral, all that shit. So, you know, it's because that's really what it is, man. That's the worst part about the fucking internet. Worst part about the fucking internet is you can have one bad day and then that just follows you for the rest of your life. It makes getting jobs harder. It makes doing all this other shit. You know, people remember you and call you a fucking dickhead and shit like that. It's just, you know. That's I love the internet, and it's gonna help me have a fucking day job. All the, you know, it's gonna help me have a fun day job and all this shit. But like, that's the part I hate the most about it, and it's a reflection on how people are too on the internet. Doesn't, you know, you can have one day where you're really fucked up and that follows you everywhere, and I feel like it. Like, for someone like me, where I'm trying to be in the public eye, and I kind of weekly go on podcasts and say crazy shit. I sound like a fucking asshole. I go on weekly podcasts. Like, I say crazy shit. But no, like, compared to the average, I'm admitting to things the average person would not want to admit to, because I need attention, and that's what I like to do. but yeah, you guys get what I'm coming at. Yeah, but I will say this. I think the white pill in all this is the community notes and how it, you know, look at this compared to the Covington Catholic shit. And now the kid's probably vibing on all the $100 million, but at the same time, like, you know, in the end, he gets his money and that's pretty chill. But it still doesn't mean that first initial stress and anxiety and, you know, that's a lot for a young kid to go through. So to deal with all that. You know, you have all the money, but who's to say the kid's not, like, fucked up from that? But that might be a little overdramatic, but you guys get what I'm getting at. I think for a lot of people don't get out of this shit with $100 million. Yeah, a lot of people don't get fucking rich off this shit. They lose their jobs, and it's just hard to live after that. And, you know, so hopefully this means shit like that's going to happen a lot less. Let's hop into one more thing. I ended up talking about that for a good minute. Let's talk about one more thing, maybe two, probably just one. Yeah, you know what? Just one. Actually, no. What did it talk about? Ooh, okay. So two things. This one will be real quick. I saw this. United Nations set the call on Americans to reduce meat consumption because of climate change. And that's been a thing with the WHO, World or WEF, World Economic Forum, people like that, people trying to push this climate change shit, which, let's be very clear, I do think humans affect climate change. I'm also not, I just finished a book talking about climate change and stuff like that, actually. It's very confusing. I don't know a lot. It's very, like, I listened to a whole ass book about that shit. And I still feel like I'm still in the same fucking place. But what I do know from that is, starting off first with the climate shit, it's all very complicated, and I'm not going to pretend to sit here and know act like I'm a fucking expert around it. But what I am sure about is there's around the policy stuff, the policy shit. That's the real thing. Whenever I talk, because I've talked to some of my friends about this, and they get real fucked up about, like, oh, you don't care about that. It's like, no, dude, I want the earth to be full lunged and vibing out and having a good time. And I love the concept of renewable resources. You know what I mean? For some reason, dudes keep getting murked when they make a fucking water run engine, but that's too scary to get deep into. So I'm going to be on record. There's probably nothing fishy about that. You hear that? I don't think there's anything fishy about the people who make water engines disappearing. Nope, or dying in weird ways. Don't think there's anything fishy about that, so we'll leave it there. Please don't kill me. But no, I love the idea of, like, renewable resources. You know what I mean? That sounds chill. I'm just saying, with the current climate policy, that's what I have a beef with. You know, let's do all the shit we can to keep the world healthy and the earth healthy and all this other shit. But a lot of these climate policies, they're goofy and they're controlling and they're not going to help us. And they're going to send us into a very shitty situation. You know, I'll give you once again, I'm not an expert on it, but basically what I've gathered is electric ain't there. Just on all fronts. It's a nice concept. But it just ain't there yet. But you see what Tesla's doing with a lot of the cars and with broader adaption, it's going to get there eventually. But just with the way things are and just with how the technology is and the demand that we need is a lot of, the simplest way to put it is widespread adoption of electric. We just don't have the proper resources from it to run smoothly. It's just not there yet. If you just look into any of the stuff, it's just not there yet. It might be eventually, but it would just be very irresponsible to have a massive, it'd be irresponsible and expensive and shitty to massively adapt a bunch of electric shit. You know what I mean? Whether it be car, like there's that great clip of Thomas Massie talking to Buttigieg. And they're talking about in like 2035, everyone has to go electric and shit. And they're doing that in states like California, which they already have like the most, they probably have the most electric cars in California. And they're already they're already experiencing like rolling blackouts where they're trying to tell people like, hey, can you not charge your cars on these days or whatever the fuck? I think that's what it was. They're being like, hey, can you not charge your cars on these days? And now and Massey in the video was saying like, installing a charger into your house is like basically adding, what the fuck was it? I forget if it was one fridge or 10 fridge. Even if it was one fridge, you know, every house in California now needs another fridge worth of energy. And I think it was more, actually. And you're just like, oh, yeah, no. And your guys are already having blackout. Yeah, I think it was more than one fridge. Because I remember it was like a comically larger number. You know, and it's just like, I'm not saying never. And that would be cool. Electric seems like it's better in the long run, maybe. I don't know. I'm not deep into the shit. Oh, and I was also seeing stuff about like electric cars where, with like electric cars, like the process isn't as Like, it's not as energy, like, the whole process of making the car isn't as energy efficient as you think. It's just, generally speaking, a lot of this electric stuff just isn't there yet. And a lot of this, like, climate policy, you know, onboarding all that shit right away, it's just not the smartest idea. That's where my beef is with the policy. And then to go over to stuff like this, where they're talking about, this is the other prong of it. I kind of stayed on electric for a while and, it's kind of stand up, but this is the other prong of it where it's also just shit that doesn't make any fucking sense. You know, where they're having, what was the big fucking meeting? Davos? Why did I say it like that? You guys going to Davos? But no, they're doing like, it's like, I try not, like, I have all my theories, but when I come on the pod, I don't want to like put my name behind some shit. Unless I'm like, yo, I fucking know this. You know, I try not to like wildly, like I'll in my private go fucking bananas. But when it comes to the pod, it's like, no, let's, when we're on air, let's bring up the shit that we like know or have a pretty educated guess on. But like, you just, you know, it's stuff like where you see how our government treats the economy and they just keep printing up money and all this other shit. And it's like, you know, and all that money seems to just go to like weapons companies and pharmaceutical companies and stuff. And then you hear all this stuff about how, you know, Jeffrey Epstein and all like all the confirmed shit about Jeffrey Epstein and how it was part of this like whole blackmail scheme. And then, you know, it's just like, The way they're just printing up money just with causing inflation, just ruin the economy. It's like, you're telling me no motherfucker in there has heard like an Austrian economist or a slightly more fiscally responsible economist take on this shit. Like they know they're just printing money out of nowhere. Like they know they're doing that. And it's like based off, like there's no way they don't know what they're fucking doing. So you're like, they're probably just doing this shit because they're like, you know, fuck it. We got some other people to please. So you're like, okay, so there's something going on with the problem, you know, whatever you might be blackmailed on or whatever, or not even the blackmail, but just like all the constant money going to weapons companies and shit like that. You're like, okay, so something more is happening over there. And you see all these wars that we're going into that they're not fucking successful in. And they just keep doing the wrong thing over and over. You know, it's like, you can't just be fucking up every single time. You know what I mean? It's just like, how many, I don't know. How many like just failed war attempts? What am I trying to say? You know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? I just realized I said that. But like, I guess when you just whatever area it might be with the, maybe we go back into the kitchen and cook up, leave this thought in the oven a little longer. God damn it. Stop saying, you know what I mean, Andy. No, sometimes you go to the pod and you're like, oh shit, I'm working this out on air. But I guess what I'm, you know, it's like the thing I just said a little bit earlier. Like you see what our government does in all these different aspects, and they just do the wrong thing over and over and over and over and over again. And you're like, I'm starting to think you're not just fucking up every time. You know? So to go back to this, so to relate that to with this, like when you just hear this, oh, it's like, out of all the things that affect the climate, it's cows farts, you know, and when they go to Davos, a lot of people don't know this. I was watching a thing on this. They like, they all fly in their private jets to Davos because, you know, it's fucking, it's 2023. Maybe they didn't have to go through COVID the same way. Maybe they're not aware of Zoom meetings. Like, you know, shit like that. If you're with the fucking We Care About the Planet Climate Group, like no one there suggested, yo, why don't we all just do this on a private Zoom meeting? Because it's like, oh, we might get hacked. What are you being private about? Why are you going to be private with this? You know what I mean? No one there just didn't have the idea, like, you know, we could all stay home and do this online and it'll be substantially better for the environment. They were like, no. You know where we need to go talk about the environment? We need to go to this, the place is called Davos, right? It's like, you have to go to it in like a private jet or something. It's not easy to get to. You're like, why did you pick there? I would have gave them like fucking LA or New York, or Florida, an easy place to get to in a conference. But no, they're like, we got to go to the fucking place where you need a private jet. And then I didn't know about this. So you land, and then to get to the actual fucking place, they pick you up in a helicopter, and then they fly you. And then even they fly you to this area in the helicopter, but even then, you're still like 2 hours away from the city. And you're like, so to get to your fucking we gotta save the earth meeting, you flew a private jet and then flew on a private helicopter and then got a private fucking shuttle to your ritzy fucking event. But the real problem is the fact that I want to have hamburgers sometimes or some steaks. I don't know the specific sign, but doesn't that just on its face sound fucking insane? You know what I mean? And but here's the thing is that's what you like. If you may not know every inch of the fucking thing, but trust your nose when you smell shit. When you smell shit, like, there's a chance something, you know, it might not be like, oh, it's the New World Order and this big cabal of blah, blah, blah. You know, it could be just a genuine, oh, they're being fucking stupid. So if it's that, it's that. Like, this could be them just being fucking stupid, but it's probably not. It's, like, too obvious to just be fucking stupid. So when you smell shit, it's like there's something there and trust your fucking nose. Because their whole game is to go like, you're not actually smelling shit. And you're sitting there like, dude, I'm definitely smelling shit. You know, it's like to quote Toucan Sam, follow your nose. Follow your nose on this stuff. But I'm getting a headache, so I got to wrap it up in a minute. I didn't drink enough water today. It's cold out. You drink less water when it's cold out. But that's like the name of the game with this kind of stuff is like a lot of this climate, and I'll be very specific, this climate policy stuff, I believe it's about, it's an easy way to sort of segue into like a lot of this control stuff. And actually this kind of correlates to some shit. I wasn't originally going to talk about it, but this shit, oh, I closed it down. There was this shit in England. Where they, dude, don't underestimate how fucking sneaky these fucking government cunts are going to be. Because, like, they were, like, I saw this dude in England for fucking energy efficient or climate change reasons. He had to have, like, a lock on his window so it didn't open up all the way or something like that. And you're like, it's just a way that they try to implement little control. So that's why I always go back to, for stuff like this, they're trying to implement control. And it's why you need to, you're going to feel like you're going to feel like you're kind of being too much. Like, it's whenever it's that stuff where people go like, well, what's the big deal? It's not that hard. It's not about hard. I mean, it's not about being hard. But you know what I mean? It's like, no, that's not the framework you should look at it as. Oh, it's not that hard to do. Well, that's not the issue. Is it fucking stupid or not? Is what I'm doing necessary or not? And it's why, you know, he hasn't been as good lately, but that was like the beautiful insight of Jordan Peterson's thing with the trans conversation. We've talked about the trans thing a million times before. I follow my fair share on Instagram. I'm a fan. But when it comes to the thing where they're like, trans women are women, you're like, what the fucking, then why is this cock in my mouth? Why is there a cock in my mouth, ma'am? You know what I mean? And it's like, I got no beef. Those big fake titties and those giant lips you bought, they look great on you. And how I'm feeling, I don't know why I'm feeling it, but it's feeling good. But I got to say, Patooey, you take the cock, this cock I just took out of your mouth, it doesn't taste like a girl's cock. So, you know what I mean? But it's like, and that's like the beautiful insight on the Jordan Peterson thing is it's like, it's not, you know, but at a certain point when they're going like, it's going to be the law. And I know people go like, that's not exactly, but you guys get the general point I'm getting across is like, when it's a thing where it's like, no, this is going to be part of the law. You're like, well, you can't, like people, there's one thing about being polite, but you can't force people to just say something that's not true. And that's what they're kind of doing with this so they can implement more control. Because that's just what, you know, is there a big overarching plan and population control and all that? I don't fucking know. You know, the way these vaccines work, I wouldn't put it past them. or probably the boosters. It feels like the boosters are doing more damage than the vaccine specifically, but regardless. Allegedly, actually. I don't know that for sure. I just heard some crank say that. You hear that, YouTube censors? I don't know that for sure. But yeah, so I don't know the exact overarching fucking plan or whatever the fuck, but it's like, it's just a thing people in power do. When you that's why you can't give them a fucking inch. You know, and that's why the free market just makes so much more sense and looking towards like private businesses and stuff like that. You know, is because, you know, if you don't have this like government entity where you just agree that they have this like monopoly on violence and they're able to like control these aspects of your life, then, you know, and that's not to like be like, oh, businesses rule. Business is always, you know, the government existing is why businesses can do shitty things they do. But it's like if they don't have that entity to let them do fucked up shit, then, you know, you can't embolden their worst tendency. They have to just compete in a free market where they have to give you some good shit. You know what I mean? So that's why it's just like, you know, I'm not trying to be like a pessimist on human beings, but people's natural tendency is like, dude, you give them an inch, they'll take a mile. I catch myself fucking doing it, dude. You know what I mean? Like just like little things, nothing crazy, just like little things, man. Fucking, I don't know. Fucking like little shit at work. You're supposed to be in at 8, but like if you're not in it, if you get in at 8:05, they're not going to say anything. Well, I'm coming in at 8:05. You know what I mean? Like, and that's like the most harmless example. But it's just human nature. People, like, they want to, if you let them, they will control you in these aspects. So it's why, it's just, like, practically more sensible to not have this entity that has this level of control that they don't have to earn. You get what I'm saying? They don't have to earn that. They just have it because we all agree to it and shit like that. I don't agree to it, but there's people that do that will put me in a fucking cage if I don't agree to it. So I inadvertently have to agree to it. but yeah. But that's the thing. So what am I trying to say? There's like certain things that are like, well, it's not that hard to do. Like, you know, if your wife wants you to leave the seat up or down, I always forget which one it is. I just put it down. Like that's easy to do and it's reasonable. You know, but if your wife every day was like, you have to tell me you love my blonde hair, but she has black hair. You'd be like, but you don't, like, that's crazy. I'm just like encouraging a mental illness. This doesn't make any fucking sense. You know, so when it comes to those things, like if your wife asked you to do that, if your wife had black hair and every day was like, yo, you have to say great blonde hair or like something like that. Or like, wow, my wife's 7 foot tall and she's 5'3". Like that's fucking weird and it's crazy. And it's going to divulge into something fucked up that's not going to be good. And it's the same thing with this. You know, when they go like, oh, you might have to eat less meat. You know, it's just like, that's fucking stupid. that's actually stupid as shit. It's like, yeah, don't do it. Just be like, fuck off. And I've said it before, there's a track record. Like, because here's the thing. I'm not the first person to say this, obviously. But, like, the government's not real. It's just like I was saying before, it's not real. We all just go, like, we all just do it. You know what I mean? There's a lot of us who don't want to do it, but with the current structure of it, if you don't do it too much, then they start doing it at you really hard. They start doing it at you super hard. So for your own safety, it's good to do it at least a little bit, so they don't do it at you super fucking hard. But at the end, but it's not like an actual fucking thing. Fuck. Sorry, I got deep into my riff, so I forgot what I was fucking saying. I don't know, man. Government's not real. What was I saying with, like, the meat stuff? Fuck. Anyway. All right, whatever. I lost my fucking thought there. But we're already deep into the fucking sode. If you guys listen to this, fuck. Basically, if someone's trying... Fuck. I wish I would have... I was cooking on that. You know what it was? I got stuck on the fucking... Sometimes when I think of like a fun thing, I'm like, that was a little clever. I get caught up on it. But when I said like, they're going to do it at you real hard, I was like, damn, Andy, you're cooking. But I cooked too hard and I burnt the roast. But either way, we're deep in the pod. We fucking did the damn thing. Thanks for hanging out. This has been great. I love you all. Enjoy the pod. Have a good one. Bye. Till next time. Be about a peace.